Disappointing news coming through yesterday. The Golden Slipper winner, She Will Reign, has been retired. Gary Portelli joins us now. Gaz, was it a tough decision to make, or was it easy with the result of the scan?
Look, it was actually more tough, actually, as it turned out, because the scan really didn't show, or the BAL, which is a lung wash, they didn't show any sign of any blood or anything like that. So it was just inflammation, which you'd find in 9 out of 10 horses in any stable. But it was just a bit of a scare, and the fact that, you know, she's probably best known on these softer tracks, and these tracks are so hard, and, you know, it was just a matter of just, okay, well, we either retire on a good note, or we look like we're running a horse that should be retired, you know. So they just decided we'd rather have the memories of it being a great horse to them and pull a pin early, you know.
In your mind, had she been going well and it was just the issue with the tracks, or had she maybe just lost a bit of interest?
Oh, I think there was a bit of the interest for me. She had lost a lot of the pace, and for me, you know, you always worry when they turn 3 to 4, these fillies, and whether the interest is still there, and that was where we were at. We didn't really know whether she was back. She was only beaten 3.5 lengths by Kementari and Pierre Arthur the other day, which is probably a pass run. We were hoping to go back to mare's grade next, and we thought, well, at mare's grade, she'd surely be the dominant filly going round, even off the back of that run. But, you know, we had this little setback where we found some blood in the nose late on Saturday afternoon, and as you know, as I said, we did all the tests possible to make sure that it wasn't a bleed, and my vet was pretty confident it wasn't. It was more maybe just a bit of trauma to her head and a bit of a bloody nose, you know. But there was just a scare to the owners, and they just said, well, you know, they were pretty keen to sell. Obviously, they'd already sold her, so they were pretty keen just to pull up stumps. And disappointing, because we thought that there was more racing in her, but the other day, you know, we needed wet tracks, and we're in the biggest drought we've ever seen, so we probably weren't going to get that anyway.
Well, you'll never forget her, what she's done for you and your career, and now I guess you look forward to racing her progeny in the future.
No, I don't think we will, mate. She's off to Japan, so more than likely...
Maybe we'll deep impact.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have a clue what they're going to do, but, it'd be interesting to see what she throws. You know, she was a very, very fast, precocious two-year-old type, she proved herself at the top level at 3, and not many two-year-olds get to do that after a slipper, and, you know, she was at her best, she was very, very good.
Well, disappointing we see the end of She Will Reign, but you'll be searching for a new star. You've got Secret Lady, who's no She Will Reign, but she also went around in the Golden Slipper first up in the Silver Shadow. What are you expecting on Saturday?
Look, she's come back a heap stronger, and she's good fresh. Strong race, obviously. It's you know, got her hood and horses like that in the race coming back, and it'll be a tough race, but she has improved, so I'm looking forward to see where she sits in the pecking order, because I think she's pretty smart, you know.
Good luck on Saturday, Gary. Thanks for having a chat about She Will Reign this morning.
Thanks, Michael.
Gary Portelli. Time for the 9 o'clock news. As we do, we've got a little bit more breaking news, which has just come through. Dieter Clark, unfortunately, has just confirmed that Rich Charm will be scratched from the Regal Roller on Saturday. Unfortunately, he's not quite over that infection, the cut to the leg. He had a high white cell count. Nothing serious, but it just means the infection is still there. So unfortunately for Dieter Clark, the second week in a row, Rich Charm will be scratched and won't be running in the Regal Roller. And an update on Nature Strip in regards to the Everest. We've spoken to Rod Lyons, the owner, and said that all 3 slot holders have contacted him. He thought a deal would have been done yesterday, but it's not that simple. Negotiations ongoing. I don't